This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, and that news includes planting progress, or I guess maybe at this point, the lack thereof. It's been a bit cold. It's been a bit wet. We're still early, though, and still early enough to chat with Josh Whalen. He is a pioneer agronomist here in Michigan. And Josh, let's just talk about what we've seen thus far. It has been cold. It has been wet. But again, we're early. Nothing to fret about, right?
Right, right. That sounds like a basic Michigan spring, cold and wet. So, nothing too crazy out there. I've seen some guys put in some soybeans. A couple guys have tried some corn. But for the most part, guys are just worried about their sugar beets right now. No fears into going in with some of that corn and soybeans if you've got the time and the ability to do it. The conditions are fit. But I was just looking at average soil temperatures for the Lansing area, and they're averaging out at about 50 degrees for the last 24 days. So that's some good news for those that want to get some early planting done. The bad news is that last night's rain might have been a little chilly. So especially with some snow that happened in this morning. So I'd just be aware that you might have some cold water chilling in your soybeans. So go out, maybe look at them a little bit, make sure they're not too dinged up. But overall, yeah, things are moving along just as we'd usually expect. Average planting date for this part of Michigan is usually May 15th anyway, so nothing too crazy yet.
What are we thinking right now? Are we really ready for planting up there? Have field conditions been good enough that we've been able to tackle some things like getting some fertilizer out there, getting weeds off? Have we been able to get some of those things done at this point?
Yeah, luckily enough, we talked about it being a little wet, but overall, the conditions have been pretty good. There's been a lot of ground worked since March, and people are definitely getting out there trying to kill some weeds. I know those that sprayed some or that had some oats for cover crops are having a hard time. Didn't get the winter kill they expected, so I know a lot of folks have been out spraying those as well. But overall, the conditions look pretty good. I'd like to see a little bit more spring tillage, to be honest with you. There's quite a few ruts left over from last fall out there yet. Hopefully we can get a little bit of the ground worked a little bit better before we get into planting for that case. But yeah, overall, conditions haven't been too bad. I've been really impressed with the amount of work I've seen done. It feels like we just got into spring, but we're almost done with April now, so...
Some of those ruts were maybe unavoidable as it got pretty late for harvest. Is that kind of, the story and we're sticking to it?
For sure, yeah. I know a lot of guys were still harvesting crops up through January and February. The ground never really froze like we typically expect here in Michigan. The temperatures fluctuated quite a bit, and whenever we did get cold temperatures, we got snow, so it wasn't suitable for harvest then either. So yeah, I totally understand why there's ruts out there, and don't blame anybody for making them. Just make sure you try to fill them in a little bit before we get to planting.
What is the weed pressure like this season? I know that in some states around us, it's been pretty heavy. Is that the case there in Michigan too?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I've seen quite a few winter annuals starting to pop up, some purple dead nettle out and about, and some henbit here and there. Nothing we can't handle with some good burn downs, and then I definitely recommend residuals if we're going out there again before planting, just to make sure we're covering ourselves through that first or through that early critical weed stage. And with those weeds, we have seen some insect flights as well. I know there's been the first flight of seed corn maggot has already happened. For those of you that are out planting soybeans, definitely make sure you've got your beans treated with some insecticide. If you're planting Pioneer stuff, Lumiderm specifically really helps with that seed corn maggot.
Josh, that purple dead nettle henbit, for the casual observer, it might look kind of pretty But for farmers, it's just a pretty weed that needs controlled. And from what I understand, it can also be another, I guess, home for soybean cyst nematodes. So really need to get that taken care of.
For sure. Yep. I had a teacher in college once tell me that it was the poor man's cover crop, but it still needs to be killed.
What else here, Josh? What do we need to be talking about? What do we need to be worried about? I know, you know, probably getting that planter ready to go, making sure everything's good to go from that standpoint.
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing I have for guys is don't necessarily rush into it. You know, if you're going to go out, plant a few acres, maybe make sure your planter's set up. Everything looks good. It has been a whole year, believe it or not, since we had those planters out of the shed. We don't really do a whole lot with them after we get done planting. So I want to make sure everything's working in the right order. Definitely check your planting depths. Want to make sure we're getting that seed where we want it to. And overall, just be safe out there. You know, if you are doing something, make sure you're doing it safely. Don't want to see anybody get hurt this year.